In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Maddie's hair. Have a lock of it here, which is always on our altar. Maddie's hair celebrates the presence of the angels. I think it's everybody's favorite line from Maddie's hymns. It's certainly my favorite. It's the last line in the second hymn in your bulletin. But it's more than just cute. It's actually the crown of an important truth. And we heard in the epistle reading, opened up, you are the temple of the living God. A crucial truth for us to always understand. And therefore, Maddie's hair celebrating the presence of the angels is simply the crown of that truth. Maddie glorifies God with everything she is, and in spite of her human sufferings, some of them severe, never stopped glorifying God. With her whole being, from her hands to her lips to her hair, celebrating the presence of the angels. You know, we're treated today with a parable of the sower. It's one of the only parables that Jesus actually explains its meaning afterwards to the disciples. And the idea that Jesus reveals is that God plants his seed, God plants his word in each and every person. And depending on how you receive it, depending on how you cultivate it, you either produce the fruit of the kingdom of heaven or you don't. But those who receive the word of God with a good and honest heart, they produce the fruits of the kingdom of heaven 100-fold, because that seed of that fruit is from God. And this part is important because in that parable, you then are the soil. You are that temple. You are the environment in which the kingdom of God and that fruit of the kingdom of God grows. And the lesson of the parable is to receive God with who you are, to bear fruit based on who God created you to be. You know, there's no victory in trying to be somebody else. There's an old saying, be yourself, everyone else is taken. And I would qualify that by saying, be the you that God created you to be. Maddie, for those who don't know her, was born with special handicaps that made physical life very difficult for her. She was a child who suffered in the body. She passed into the kingdom of heaven 8 years ago this week, at the age of 4. It's hard to believe she's been gone twice as long as she was with us because of how deeply her presence in this community continues, how it never fades, how it's always here. And in her handicapped body, she taught me more about worshiping God than all the years of seminary and all my years of ministry put together. Because Maddie received God with who she was. She didn't try to be somebody else. She bore the fruit of the kingdom 100-fold because of it. You know, Maddie had great hands. 5 fingers on her right hand, as we remember. None on her left. Some might say her left arm ended at the wrist. I say it began at the wrist. You know, Maddie wasn't going to build roads and bridges with those hands. But our gospel lesson says to receive God with who you are and bear fruit 100-fold. In Maddie's case, her special hands were going to do something far more important than building roads or bridges or buildings. And because her hands were part of who she is, in that same hymn it says that her right hand glorified God like the stars of light, and her left hand praises him like the sun. Now think about that, the sun. That's what her hands glorified God like. Is there a greater work than glorifying God? And I think then we need to ask ourselves, the hands that God has given us, the hands that God has given you, do they glorify God in the work that we do? To put it another way, do your hands bear fruit not just of this world, but of the kingdom of heaven? Let me give you a little homework. 3 times this week, as you work with your hands, I want you to ask yourself if they are doing something more than just earthly, but if they are bearing the fruit of the kingdom of heaven. 3 times, try it. You do it 3 times this week, I'll bet you do it 3 times the following, but you gotta do it the first week. Are your hands doing the work of the kingdom of heaven? And from Maddie's lips, it says in this hymn, she fashioned perfect praise. And the only English word I know Maddie ever spoke came at a baptism. When that child was being anointed with the words, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden from that corner of the church, there was a very clear amen. Whoa, that's the one word she chose to say at that particular moment. Now she sang a lot, and even when there were no words, there's understanding. And Maddie receives God with who she is and bears fruit a hundredfold. And part of who she is was how she sang and the words she spoke. But what about our lips? How do we use our words? And I don't mean by that just say nice things, although that's certainly part of it. I mean, what do your words contribute to the kingdom of heaven? What do they add to the kingdom of heaven? Because God gave you gifts unique to you. How can you contribute those gifts in words? You know, when Maddie said amen, it wasn't just nice. It was like, boom. That was an exclamation point. If we open our hearts to see it, that particular word at that particular time, when she said amen to the seal of the gift of God's Holy Spirit, that contributes everything. There is nothing left to be said than God's Spirit poured out on this world. Amen. Are your words not only nice, do they contribute? Do they bear the fruit of the kingdom of heaven a hundredfold? You have gifts, words that can boom the kingdom of heaven into this life. And how do I know? Because God's the one that planted them in you. They're his seeds. And so we get back to the hare. The hare celebrating the presence of the angels. Everybody's favorite line, and it's more than just cute. It's the crown of an important truth that Maddie glorifies God with everything she is, and so can you. Amen.